Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you, Daniel? Is there anybody else on?
No, I think it's just us now.
Okay.
I'm doing well.
We're going to wait until somebody comes on. I try and do at least two people in the classes. I think you've heard that before.
Of course.
And I had problems, computer problems earlier, so I'm not sure who's going to show up.
Okay.
Have you gotten
so
the,
I'm on my
Go ahead.
I was wondering how I sounded tonight. I'm on a Wi-Fi calling program rather than the normal cellular.
You sound fine. There's no problem in hearing.
Good.
And I was about to ask you if you'd gotten that problem resolved, so it sounds like you have.
Temporarily.
Understand. I don't know what's going on, but it sounds like it was just that one carrier is doing it, because nobody else has ever said anything to me about it.
Yeah, it was interesting when I talked to the tech support guy that they'd been doing that for several months, but it apparently just affected me yesterday. So, Baruch Hashem, I got a couple of free calls.
Baruch Hashem. I hope you found the Kislev information helpful.
It was very helpful. And it certainly feels good to be done with the month of Heshvan.
That's for sure.
Malfa.
Good evening, Malfa.
Good evening.
Please join me.
Computer up and running?
Well, we'll find out in a little bit, but let's start with
okay.
The Anna McCaw.
Okay.
Anna McCaw, Yadula Chimincha, Fekimu Yitap Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Baharenu Nora Kufra Shayan Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Kislev, the Samach that created the constellation Keshet, the rainbow, or the bow, and the Gimel that created the planet Jupiter, the planet Tzedek, the planet of righteousness. Together, the Samach and the Gimel have a gematria of 63, which connects us to the energy store, the Sefirah of Bina. Na Gibor, Dor Yevava Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tav Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachamesit Kacha Tami Gamem Bet Tetresh Tzadi Tav Gimel Tassim Kadosh Vero tuvcha na'el adasa et kufbet jet nunayim yachid ge'e lamta p'nei zokre kedushatah Yud Gimel Lamed, Hey Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziyakatenu, Yodea Dalumot, Shin Kufav Tzadiyud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We'll now utilize the tool of the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the positive and the negative aspect of that creation. Adonai Yohe Wahe. Adonai Yohe Wahe. El Rachum Vechanun. Erech Apayim. Berav Chesed Ve'emet. Notze Chesed La'alafim. Notze Chesed La'alafim. Notze Avon Vafesha. Bechata'a V'nakei. And we'll now speak the words of the Tanakh, the various verses that connect to the various years, starting with 5777, the year of the goat. The first verse is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Sod hatzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. First letters of that verse, the five words, can be parsed into three Hebrew words, satz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. The final letters can be permutated into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which is translated as the sea of tenants. The other verse that connects to 5777, because it has the name of the year, Tafshinayan Zion, concealed within it, separated each letter by a count of seven letters, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Thanks to Daniel Whalen. Kim badonai yohe wahe Elohechem tadibaku kasher Asitem ad hayom hazeh. There are also two verses that connect to the year 5776, the year of the pause. The first of those verses is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ayulimah. Willo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayechaskum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim. The verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo Ala Me, Hey Hey Hey, Aka Ahare Kacha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba'adonai adei ad ki biya yohei adonai yohei wahei tzur olamim. Job chapter 7 verse 19. Kama lo ishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu, mikol hamachavoiya, asher yichabei sham vishavtem, elai el nachon. V'halachti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. Job chapter 20 verse 7. Tegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. And for the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, we have 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. V'samti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam tata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ta'asher barishona. We'll now scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, the second day of Kislev, Rabbi Shmerel of Berchova, Rabbi Akiva Sofer of Pressburg, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Rabbi Nosen Meir Wachfogel, Rabbi Dr. Dov Revel, Rabbi Nachum Wiedenfeld of Dombrova, Dayan Eliezer Posen, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. So tonight's class is a Zohar class. It's in the Parasha of Toldot. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When you open up that link about the Zohars, scroll to the Parasha of Toldot, and when you open that up, this is class or section 5. And we start with Pasuk 33, and we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkin Tevit, Hilu, Urchimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urchimu. Le'yakta L'shem Ve. Le'yakta L'shem Yehud. Yudke bevavke b'yehuda shelim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah v'ayinu amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu v'eile toldot Yitzhak ben Avraham Avraham holy Et Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak, Patach, Hadudaim, Nadnu, Reach, Wegomer. Tar le'atid, Lavo, Hakudcha, Barichu, Mechaye. Et Hametim, Vayenaer. O Tam Me'afram, Shelo Yehiyu Binyan Shemot Shehayu Batchila Shenivru Me'afar Mamash Devar She'eno Mitkayayam Ahidiktiv Vayitze Hashem Elokim Et Ha'adam Afar Min Ha'adama. The translation, and these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. Rabbi Yitzhak began the discussion with the verse, the mandrakes give a fragrance. The sages taught that in the future, the Holy One, blessed be He, will raise the dead and shake the dust off of them. As a result, they will no longer be made of dust, as they were when first created from dust, which does not endure, as it is written. And Hashem Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground. My commentary. Obviously, the question must be asked, if not dust, of what will man be made? And perhaps it's a different kind of dust, not dust, that will not endure. Pasuk 34. Uv ota she'a yibna'aru me'afar me'oto habinyan v'yamdu habinyan mekiyu yayam v'yot lahem kiyuma. Ahidiktiyu titna'ari me'afar kumi shivi Yerushalayim itkaimu b'kiyuma v'yalu mitachat la'aretz v'yikabalu nishmatam b'aretz Yisrael b'yota sha'ayatzik Kucha Barichu Bomine Rechin Shebagia Alehem Haidiktil Adudaim Natnu Reach. The translation. The instant they shake the dust from their bodily frames, they will have enduring frames, as it is written. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down, Jerusalem. They will endure and rise from beneath the ground to receive their souls in the land of Israel. At that time, the Holy One, blessed be He, will pour upon them all the kinds of fragrances that are in the Garden of Eden. As it is written, the mandrakes give a fragrance. My commentary. Our sages have told us that the sense of smell is the highest of the senses. The idea of fragrance implies a high sense. Now let's look at the word mandrake, which in Hebrew is dudaim. This word can be permutated to reflect the following translation. Mother and uncle plus the upper worlds of Yud-Heh. Mother and uncle represent brother and sister as well as male and female. The upper worlds have a spiritual garment, not a physical vessel. While it is difficult to perceive what this is saying, it is easy to relate that the enduring bodily frames will be spiritual. Pasuk 35. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak. Al tikre hadudaim ela hadudodim shehu haguf v'hanshama shehem dodim v'reim zeim ze rav nachman amar dudaim mamash ma hadudaim molidim ahava Ba'olam afhem molidim Ahavam ba'olam umay natnu reyach kishron ma'aseihem lada'at ulhakir lavoram. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, do not pronounce it Dudaim, mandrakes, but rather Dodim, lovers. They are the body and the soul, who are lovers and friends to each other. Rav Nachman said they are real mandrakes. As the mandrakes bring love into the world, so they create love in the world, and they give off a fragrance, which is how they know and recognize their creator. My commentary. Here is a hint to Pharaohs and its science. Pasuk 36. Pe'al petachenu eilu pitchei shemayim shehem petumitim flitorim vilachorid neshamot Lifkarim kol magadim elu hanshamot kadashim gam sheshanim otam sheyatsu nishmatam mehayom kama shanim veotam sheyatsu nishmata miyamim Muatim, Zaku Bekishron, Masehem, Vehikanes, Biolam, Abakulam, Atidim Lered, Bivat, Achat, Lehakanes, Pagufot, Hamukanim, Lachem. The verse, and at our gates, refers to the gates of heaven, which are open to bring down souls for cadavers. All manner of choice fruits refers to the souls. New and old refers to those whose souls left them years ago, and those whose souls left them only a few days ago. They merited by their skillful deeds to enter the world that is coming. All of them are destined to descend simultaneously to enter the bodies that are prepared for them. My commentary. What is the meaning of simultaneously? Does it mean at the same time, or does it mean in the same generation? Does it mean through technology and medicine, or does it mean through miracles and wonders? Since the body is no longer physical, what is the substance of the body? Many questions, few answers as of yet. Pasuk 37. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov Bat Ko Yotzet Umavi Omere Kadashim Gam Yeshanim Dodi tzafanti, lach tzafanti, otam biotam haolamot, lach bishvila vilcha, bishvil sheata, guf kadosh venaki, bivar acher chadudaim, elu malake. Shalom nadnu reach elu tan shamot shehem reach aolam nadnu shebeku kedavar acher velo natan sichon et Yisrael. The translation. Rabbi Acha Bar Jacob said that a divine voice resounded, saying, new and old, which I have laid up for you. O my beloved, I have laid up for you in these same worlds. For you means because of you, because you are a holy and clean body. Another explanation is that these mandrakes are the angels of peace. Give a fragrance refers to souls, the fragrance of the world. Give means to allow, as it is written. And Sichon would not allow Israel. My commentary. Why do you think the name of the rabbi is brother, or the word acha, son of a heel, son of Jacob? This is hinting at the physical world. The verse also explains how the body is being saved within the earth, and the soul is being saved until the body is ready again. Pasuk 38. Kitana amar Rabbi Yehuda shalosh kitot shel malake hasharet hokim v'kol chodesh uv'chol shabbat laluot lanshama ad mekom ma'alata u'manokim al petachenu kol megadim Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Elu Haim Hagufiot, Shehem Omdin, Bafid He Kivarot, Lekabel Nishmatan, Waduma, Notain Pitcha, Dehush Bena, Behu Machriz, Beomer, Ribono shel olam, kadashim gam yeshanim, otam sheni kberu, mikama yamim, viotam sheni kberu, mizman muat, ulam atzafanti, lach lemepach, Leho Bechush Bena. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said that three classes of ministering angels appear at the beginning of every month and on every Shabbat to escort the soul to its place of ascension. What does the verse, "And at our gates are all manner of choice fruits," refer to? Rabbi Yehuda said these are bodies standing at the openings of the graves to receive their souls. And Duma offers a note of reckoning and proclaims, "Master of the universe, old and new, those who were buried long ago and those buried not so long ago, all these I have laid up for you to take them into account." My commentary. The verse is clear as written, and the questions that one might ask about the souls and the ministering angels will be answered later in the Zohar. I hope specifically in this section. Pasuk 39. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav Atid Dakucha, Barichu Lishmoa. Be'oto zeman im ha-tzadikim, ve'ha-ashrot shekinato, imahem ve'ha-kol, yismechu be'ota, shimscha ha-hidiktiv, yismach Hashem, ve'masav amar Rabbi Yehuda, atidim, Hatzadikim, Beoto Zeman, Livro Olamot, Ulchachayot, Meitim Amar Lea, Rabbi Yosei, Wehatnan, Ein Kol Chadash, Tachat Hashemesh, Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Tash, Beod Shehar Shaim, ba'olam b'irbu, kol ha'olam eino. V'ki yom ukshecha tzadikim, ba'olam azai ha'olam, mitkayayam. V'atikdim v'hachayot, meitim kita amaran, od yeshvu zakenim, uzkenot birchovot Yerushalayim. Vayish mishanto piyado merov yamim, kidikti le'ela le'eil. The translation. In the name of Rabbi Yehuda, said that in the future, the Holy One, blessed be He, will rejoice with the righteous and will let His Shekhinah dwell among them. Everybody will rejoice in that joy, as it is written. Let Hashem rejoice in His works. Rabbi Yehuda said that at that time, the righteous will create worlds and raise the dead. Rabbi Yossi said to him, we have learned that there is nothing new under the sun. Rabbi Yehuda responded, come and see. While the wicked are in the world and multiply, the whole world does not endure. But when the righteous are in the world, it does endure. And in the future, they will raise the dead, as it is written. Old men and old women shall yet again dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for every age. My commentary. The righteous will raise the dead is a hint to how the process will manifest. It is good to realize that all people will resurrect. Pasuk 40. Ba'oto zaman yasigu hatzadikim da'at shelema de'amar Rabbi Yosei be'yoma de'yechedei gudsha berichu be'ovado zeminin inun tzadikaya leminda le'ya beli bechon Ukdein yiskei suk letanu, beli bechon keilu, chazoleya v'eina chada. Udikti v'yamar bayom hahu hine Eloheinu, zeu gomer v'simchat anshama baguf. Yeter mikulam al yeshayihu Shineihem chayamim Vayeru yifayasigu Et boram vayechenu Miziyu hashkina Vizehu hato hagaduz letadikin Le'ati lavo, ha'hidikti v'yele, toldot Yitzhak, ben Avraham me'elu, haim toldot has v'nachmecha, v'haspok she'he, v'olam v'oto, ziman ben Avraham, Iya, Iyochin, Hanshama, Hazoka, Lekach Uliyot, Shelema Bemalata, Avraham Olid, Et Yitzhak Hanshama, Molida, Hasimcha, Behashok. The translation. At that time, the righteous will attain complete knowledge. For as Rabbi Yosef said, when Hashem rejoices in his works, then the righteous are destined to grasp the Holy One, blessed be he, in their hearts. And wisdom will abound in their hearts as if they are seeing him with their eyes. This is the meaning of the verse, and it shall be said on that day, this is our Elohim. And for their existence together, the soul shall delight in the body more than anything, and that they shall have knowledge and perception of their master, and shall have the enjoyment of the splendor of the Shekhinah. This is the goodness hidden for the righteous in the future to come. Thus, and these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son, refers to the generations of gladness and laughter that will exist at that time. Abraham's son is the soul worthy of it and is perfect in its ascent. Abraham begot Isaac means that the soul sires joy and laughter in the world. My commentary. Why will the soul find joy in the body? Because the lack of control of the body by the soul causes pain to the soul, since it knows that it is the work it is to do. When the body goes into the grave, it is damaged by the lack of control of the soul over the body. When the resurrection occurs, the soul goes into the body, it knows. And then the body heals itself and the soul loses that feeling of pain. This is what gives the soul joy in the body. This is my opinion. Pasuk 41. Amar Rabbi Yehuda L'Ribi Chiyayo Aditaninan Be'atid Hakucha Perifu le'asot se'uda le'tzadikim le'atid lavo ma'hiyo amar le'ya adla az le'yat le'tameinun malakin kadishin mare mitznitin hake shemiya Like one deshamit, Ade Amar Rabbi Elazar, it Yashva Biliba, Bilibai de Amar Rabbi Elazar, Teudat Hatzadikim Leatid Lavo, Kehaidiki Vehezu et Ha Elohim. Vayoklu vayishtu vidahu ditnan nizonin v'yamar rabbi elazar batar chataninan nechenin uvatar acharataninan nizonin my bein hai lechai Elahake Amaravo Hatzadikin Shalozahu Kolkach Nechanim Meoto Ziv Shelo Yashigu Kolkach Aval Hatzadik Hatzadikim Shezaku Nizonin acheyasiku asaga shalaima Fein akila ushtia elazo vizohio Asuda veha akila umnalam hamimoshe Bikti vayehi Sham im Hashem Arbaim Yom vi Arbaim Laila Lachem lo akal Umayim lo sheta Memtet lechem Lo akal umayim lo shata mifnei shehaya mizom misuda acheret meoto ziv shel mala uchai gavna seudation shel tzadikim leatid lavo. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Chia, "We have learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, will prepare a feast for the righteous in the future. What is this feast?" He replied, "Before you went before these holy angels, the sages of the Mishnah, I heard what Rabbi Elazar said. It set my heart at peace." For Rabbi Elazar said that the feast of the righteous in the future is as it is written, and they beheld the Elohim and did eat and drink. Here it is written eat, but Rabbi Elazar noted that in one place it is explained as enjoy, and another eat. What is the difference? He responded, "Woe to the righteous who do not have as much merit. They enjoy the splendor, though they do not understand everything. However, the righteous who merit the divine splendor eat until they grasp it fully. Food and drink refers to this feast and eating alone. From whom do we know this? From Moses, as it is written, he did neither eat bread nor drink water. Why so? Because he ate another meal, which is the supernal splendor. The meal of the righteous in the future will be in that manner." My commentary. The meal of the righteous will be on a level of enjoyment and pleasure, not eating like we do in the physical world. Pasuk 42. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Seudat HaTzadikim Le'atid Lavo Lismoach Besimchato Ha'idiktiv Yishmu Anavim Ve'ismachu Rav Huda Amar Mehaka Ve'ismachu Kol Chosei Bach Le'olam Yireanenu. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Hai v'haita, Le'ati lavo, V'tana Amar Rabbi Yosei, Yayin ham shumar, Banan v'naviv, Mis sheshet yimei bereshit, Elu devarim atikim shelo niglu la'adam meyom shenivtra ha'olam va'atidim v'higaluot va'tzadikim le'atid lavo u'zo iyo hashtia V'akila v'day dahiyo. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said that the feast of the righteous in the future is to partake of his joy. According to the verse, the humble shall hear of it and be glad. Rav Huna said that it is understood from the verse, "But let all those that put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy." Rabbi Yitzhak said, "Both will occur in the future. We were taught by Rabbi Yossi that cellared wine with its grapes from the 6 days of creation contain the ancient matters that were not revealed to man from the day the world was created. These are destined to be revealed to the righteous in the future. This is assuredly their food and drink." My commentary. Just as when we read the Zohar, some of us understand at a deeper level than others. This pleasure we feel when we understand at our level is considered food. The pleasure is greater from or in this food when we understand at a deeper level. This is what will happen at the Feast of the Righteous. Some will enjoy at a lower level than others, yet all will enjoy and be fulfilled at their level. Pasuk 43. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Baribi Shalom Al Kach Mahu Livyatan V'mahu Hashor Diktiv Kibul Harim Yisu Lo Amar Rabbi Yosei V'hakativ Be'etahiyo Yifkod Hashem V'charbo Hakasha V'hagdola. V'hachazaka al Yilivyatan Nachash V'riach v'al Yilivyatan Nachash akalaton V'harag et hatanin Asher bayam Ahakatilata Elaremes hudikaramaz Al malkuit Malkevavta Amarabitin mochom Leyal memar Almadi amru Rabbanan Vadai kachio. The translation. In the name of Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Yehuda said that if that is true, what about the Leviathan and the bull, as it is written? Surely the mountains bring him forth food. Rabbi Yossi said that it is also written, on that day Hashem with his sore and great and strong sword will punish Leviathan, the flying serpent, and the Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he will slay the crocodile that is in the sea. This was said thrice to hint at the kingdom. Rabbi Tachum added that there is nothing to reveal in addition to what the wise men have said, and this is assuredly so. My commentary. The hint here is in the name of Rabbi Shalom, completion, Shalem. Shalom of the Tikkun means that three animals need to be slaughtered by Hashem. One is kosher and two are not. Can you take it from here? If not, send me a question. Pasuk 44. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Ana Havena Kameya Deribi Hoshua V'shailena Hai Mila Amarna Hai Seudata Ditzadikaya Leatid Lavo Ikach Ula Ityashva Beliba Deha Amarabi Elazar Seudat Hatzadikim Leatid Lavo Kehai Kavna Diktiv Vayechezu Et HaElohim V'yochlu V'yishtu Amar Rabbi Yehoshua Shapir Kamar Rabbi Elazar V'kachu. The translation. And Rabbi Yitzhak said, I was present before Rabbi Yehoshua and asked him about this. I said that this Feast of the Righteous that will be held in the future was said to consist of the Leviathan and the wild bull. If this is so, there is a contradiction. Because Rabbi Elazar said that the Feast of the Righteous in the future will be as it is written in the verse, and they beheld the Elohim, and did eat and drink. Rabbi Yehoshua said that Rabbi Elazar was correct. My commentary. Eating and drinking are two levels of pleasure from the secrets of the Torah, as described above. Pasuk 45. Od amar Rabbi Yehoshua, hai hateinuta, di amaru rabbanan deruba di alma, di zamininun, behai sudata, believyatan.
Among the curses, the worst is,
and you shall eat and not be satisfied. Why so? Because it is written, would we had died by the hand of Hashem in the land of Egypt? Rabbi Zira said, this teaches us that for the sake of eating, sacrifice their lives to die by their hands. When the Holy One, blessed be He, noticed their lust, He said to them, if you will hearken to keep the mitzvot, you shall eat your bread to the full, in order to appease their minds. In this manner, the wise men saw that the exile would continue. They relied on the verses in the Torah and said that they would eat and be merry at the great feast that the Holy One, blessed be He, will hold for them. Therefore, most of the people in the world suffer this exile for the sake of that feast. My commentary. This is because most people will not give up their lusts until forced. There is no force in spirituality, so the process continues. That is what this pasuk is teaching, in my opinion. Pasuk 46. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Leitlan Yistor Mehem Nuta Dekola Ela Lekaima Leya Yehoraita Yisedat Alo Dehai Anan Yadin Mehem Nuta Tzadikaya Uksufa Dilchon Mahiyo Diktiv Nagila Fenis Mecha Bach Wila Be'akila Nayas Kira Dodecha Miyan Miyayin Ve'ahiyo Tudata Dizminin Ba Yehelan Cholach Mechenei Minei Vezohiyo Asimcha Vehashok Vele Toldot Yitzhak Sheitzchaku Atzadikim Leatid Lavo Abraham Cholid Et Yitzhak Zachut Hanshama Molid Hastok Haskok Hazev Hasimcha Baolam. The translation. Rabbi Yochanan said that we should not contradict this belief, but support the idea that the feast consists of eating and drinking, because the Torah bears witness to it in the verse, and you shall eat your bread to the full. We already know the faith of the righteous and their desire from the verses. We will be glad and rejoice in you, and not in eating, and we will praise your love more than wine, which alludes to the wine of the Torah. That feast that they, most of the people in the world, are destined for eating and drinking, we will partake of it also. This is the part of joy and laughter, and these are the generations of Isaac, which literally means will laugh. For the righteous will laugh in the future. Abraham begot Isaac, as it is the virtue of the soul that begets that laughter and joy in the world. My commentary. People are not yet ready to know that eating and drinking means the pleasure of the light. That is why we continue to support the idea that the feast consists of eating and drinking. That's the end of the section. Are there any questions? If no questions, our next
yes, class Anoka, is... I have a question.
Go ahead, Daniel.
In Pasuk 43, It mentions Leviathan twice. Is that two different aspects of the same thing, or is there actually two Leviathans?
There was two. One was already killed. One was a male, one was a female. The female was already slaughtered by the Hashem in order that, had they allowed the two to procreate, there would be no space, no room in the world for anything else because of the size of the Leviathan species. That's the Midrash.
And so the one that was killed, was that the flying Leviathan or the crooked one?
No, the crooked one is referring to the crocodiles, I believe. Let me look at the verse again. Verse 43, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, it says Leviathan the flying serpent and the Leviathan the crooked serpent, and he will slay the crocodile. The crooked serpent, in the parasha of Bo, it starts out Bo El Faro, but the word Bo, they translate it as go to Pharaoh. But in reality, the word Bo means come to Pharaoh. And what Hashem is saying to Moses, I know you're afraid to go into the depths of the negativity. So come with me to Pharaoh, to those depths of negativity, and I will assist you in defeating Pharaoh. Now, in that same section, when it discusses it, it talks about the crocodiles, the negative, the higher levels of the negative system. And there are two of those. And the crooked Leviathan is a crocodile, meaning part of the negative system. But the flying serpent is a balanced Leviathan, meaning it's in the upper worlds and it's in the balanced level. That's what the idea of flying represents, because you fly through the air, which is balance. So it's talking about an upper Leviathan that is good and balanced, and a lower Leviathan that's part of the negative system that was already slaughtered. I hope that helps.
That definitely clarifies it. Thank you.
So, without other questions, and if you have them, please ask them. Our classes,
have
next
one more
class
question.
Will be... Oh, go ahead, Daniel.
In Pasuk 34, it talks about the spiritual garments of the upper worlds. And I've heard it said that the spiritual garments that we will have are based upon the words that we say in this life. Is that what it's referring to?
Give me a second. It may very well be referring to the idea that our words become our garments. But it also is said that at the mitzvot that you do becomes the garments. So I'm not sure that there's much difference between those two concepts. But yes, that is what it's referring to.
Okay, thank you, Anand.
You're welcome. So the next classes will be Saturday at 6 o'clock. We will do Havdalah. And at 7 o'clock, we'll have a Zohar class for the next week's Parasha, which is Vayitzeh. I bid you all good night and a peaceful week, Shabbat Shalom, and generally Shalom in your life, and a good month, Chodesh Tov. Shalom to all.
Thank you, Anok. Chodesh Tov.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom.